When the UK handed Hong Kong back to China in 1997, everyone agreed to an arrangement called One Country, Two Systems, meaning for the next 50 years, Hong Kong would hang on to its own laws, its own courts, and its own civil liberties that aren't available to people living in mainland China. Except now, China looks to be chipping away at those freedoms, including, as the world's Patrick Nguyen points out, freedom of speech.
Hong Kong feels like a very different place than Beijing. It's almost as if there's a magic barrier. When you go to Hong Kong, you can say things that you would never say standing on a public square in Beijing. You can pretty much say whatever you want. At least that's the idea. I wouldn't want to test the integrity of that magic free speech barrier these days, but that is what a lot of people want to preserve.
Now, since Hong Kong went from British control back to Chinese control in 1997, how has the city's relationship to mainland China changed? I mean, what have been the challenges?
People in Hong Kong are frustrated that there's more of an intrusion of the Mandarin spoken in schools as opposed to Cantonese. They are frustrated with how much power and influence mainland Chinese investors have over Hong Kong. People in Hong Kong generally would like to choose who's going to lead them in elections. Well, Beijing has interfered and said, no, you can only choose people that we filter. So we're going to filter out the most radical voices in the room or any voices that push for more autonomy. So the long game of China is erosion. They just keep picking away, picking away, picking away at the rights and freedoms that make Hong Kong distinct.
How do people in Hong Kong view their own local government as opposed to the Beijing government?
Well, if you are inclined to protest, you are worried that the Hong Kong government is completely under the influence of Beijing. The government in Hong Kong very often goes along with the wishes of Beijing. And again, what China is doing here is taking a very gradual approach and just knocking off little rights and freedoms bit by bit, year by year. It's not a scenario where tanks are going to come rolling in, you know, from mainland China. It's not like that. It's just an erosion. And the executive branch in Hong Kong is the administrator of that erosion. And so that's why a lot of people are extraordinarily frustrated with them right now.
Patrick, there were tons of people on the streets yesterday in Hong Kong. What are they most afraid of about this new law?
Well, you don't want to be charged with a crime in China. China has a 99% conviction rate. So if you're charged with something in China, you're very likely going to be punished, perhaps much more severely than you would be punished in Hong Kong. What people are worried about is that you could be charged with some sort of petty crime as a resident of Hong Kong and be swept into China. Hong Kong's executive branch has said, look, you guys are freaking out. This is not necessarily going to cover free speech, and it's only going to cover crimes that have a penalty of more than 7 years. Well, in China, there was recently a novelist who wrote some gay erotica. She got 10 years in prison for that. Okay, that's something that would be totally fine in Hong Kong. You wouldn't get punished for at all. So people are worried that the creeping influence of China, that China will just be able to reach into Hong Kong and pluck out people who they see as problems, people who are criticizing the current system.
Patrick, the protests yesterday came a week after that same park was filled with demonstrations commemorating the anniversary of Tiananmen Square. Do you see a connection between the two?
I do, because in the minds of people in Hong Kong who are prone to protest, Tiananmen represents big bad China at its worst. And it just so happened that the commemoration of that horrible atrocity in China really lined up with the protest about this proposed law in Hong Kong. So I think it really injected life into the protest, and I think it reminded people in Hong Kong of what the stakes are.
The World's Asia reporter, Patrick Nguyen, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Carol.